The 1950s were affected by the decision in 2010 to increase the age from 60 to 65. The Parliamentary and Health Service Ombudsman has also called on ministers to intervene. Our reporter Sharman Freeman-Powell explains.
They have reason to believe that it will not take steps, the Department for Work and Pension, to put it right. They add that complainants have also told the Ombudsman that the Department for Work and Pension's ability or intent to put things right are also in question.
The mother of murdered teenager Brianna Jai says she welcomes a poll which suggests most parents want smartphones banned for under-16s. The ParentKind survey found 83% feel they're harmful for young people. A suspected migrant claims he was stabbed on a beach near Calais before crossing the channel in a small boat. Police say the man arrived on a vessel at Dover yesterday afternoon and was taken to hospital but has since been discharged. It's understood the King's medical records were not accessed during an alleged data breach involving the Princess of Wales. Both senior royals were treated at the London Clinic in January, where it's claimed three members of staff tried to access Kate's private notes. Here's Conservative MP Dame Andrea Leadsom.
I mean, it is completely outrageous. Obviously, it's a matter for the Information Commissioner, but it is the case that every patient has the right to their privacy.
The London Clinic's investigating. Britain's double Paralympic track cycling champion Neil Fackie says he was mugged last night while competing at the World Championships in Rio. British Cycling says three athletes had their possessions stolen, but that they're all safe and well. And Next says it's reducing prices for customers as it brushes off Red Sea shipping disruption. It's slashing them by 2%. That's the latest. I'm Tanya Snuggs.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thanks very much to Tanya.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the awards-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Right, let's have a look at the weather. It's lovely to see a little bit of sunshine in Brentwood. There's a little bit of sunshine yesterday, wasn't there, as well? 16 degrees, light cloud and a gentle breeze. It's starting to cloud over a little bit in areas and you might get some more sunshine this afternoon, but not looking too bad. Quite pleasant out there. Friday, looks like you might have a chance of rain, about a 50% chance of rain during the morning and then brighter in the afternoon. And it will be some sunshine on Saturday at 9 degrees, slightly cooler, but there will be some rain as well. The weather's a little bit all over the place at the moment.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
A very good morning. Good morning. I wanted to get somebody over to do the look at the front garden. And I found somebody on Facebook and they had really good reviews. And tell me if you think I'm being harsh. But so I sent them over some pictures of the front garden. Then they didn't come back to me for 4 days. And it was like radio silence. And I was like, oh, that's a bit, well, you know, oh, okay. Got good reviews and everything, but don't worry. And then they came back and they, because they said before, they're around like Sunday and Monday. And I was like, yeah, that any of those times will be fine for me. No talk of cost. And I know that you really need to come over and assess the garden because from pictures you can't tell. But he didn't even say that. So then he came back yesterday. He was like, oh, I can come over on Sunday because I've got another client in the area. But there was no talk about that. And I thought, well, what do you mean? To do what? Is it you? There's no mention of price. I don't know if he was going to charge to come over and have a look. It was all a bit on the fly. So I just said, oh, no thanks. Maybe I was a bit quick to say. But I didn't know if he meant he was coming. Oh, he was working in the area. So he'd come over and do it. But in that case, then I need a price before I say yes or no. So it was a little bit, the communication there was not the best. So I just thought, no, I can't be doing with it. I know it doesn't always mean he might have been really, he's got good reviews, he might have been a really good contractor, but I just thought to myself, no, I can't do it. He's got to be, I just want somebody's going to come over and do it and do a good job. And I pay them to do a job. But you want to, you know, to me, I would have said, okay, I can come over Sunday or Monday. Is that okay? I'll come over and assess it. Then I can give you a quote and then we can take it from there. If you want me to do the thing, I can do it. We can book the time to do it, blah, blah, blah. And that's all you need to do, isn't it? That's all you need to do. I don't know why it's so difficult, but it didn't happen like that. So I was a little bit put off, a little bit put off. So I didn't go for it. Now I need to find somebody else. And yeah, it takes ages, though, when you're looking for contractors, because you're always trying to get people who've got good reviews. And it takes a while, doesn't it? and then you want to get somebody to come. I've got basically what it is. I've got a be careful. I've got a massive like tree bush thing on the front garden, which has tipped over. It's not dangerous to anybody, but it's half dead because remember that summer we had where it was really really hot. It can't, part of it died, and it's never really come back. Anyway, lovely. Just let me have a chat about the garden, shall I? It is Daryl Hall and John Oates. You make my dreams come true.
What I want.
Don't waste my damn time. Are you on the fence? I'll see. medication. Just show me where it hurts. I need to rock you, baby, before your body burns. Let me work it out.
That was the new one from Pharrell Williams and Miley Cyrus with Doctor. Here's Travis featuring Josephine. This is Idle World. That's easy for them to say.
Once upon a row of houses, tight skirts and baggy trousers, grey men in cheap disguises, high hopes and high rises. They left a girl who was on the mission, left a boy who was under suspicion. Tried hard to stay beside her until the devil put a seed inside her. How, you know how, sleep too long and the sun runs out. So close to midnight, time to fly. Up and her sheets are burning, head down against the fire. Now, now, now the table turns. She won't learn, sleep too long and your bed starts burning. So close to midnight, I don't know why. You don't know, you never need to.
Here we
are only there because I thought the only thing between us was something shallow, not a river so deep we'll see us. Dredge up the wreckage our parents left us and lay it on the banks to rot and fester. And now it's gone hanging like a death star in Gretna Green and Derby, Manchester.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut and Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytalford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Liza and I, famous till the day that we die. Mama made it so hard to try. Me and Liza, Liza and I. Daddy writing unanswered love.
Is the wonderful Rufus Wainwright with Me and Liza. Written about Liza Minnelli. They don't talk anymore.
Me and Liza, Liza and I. Me and Liza, Liza and I.
Yes. Just had to join in. Ba-doom. There we go. Yeah, he's still sounding absolutely fantastic, Rufus Wainwright. And my friend went out to see The Who and Squeeze at the Royal Albert Hall. I think I mentioned it. And they sound incredible. And I'm still going to go on about Madonna. Why people are going on about Madonna, which, well, she's younger than the guys in The Who for a start. I suppose maybe it's because they, maybe it's because it's a different style of music and they're up on stage and they're playing instruments. I mean, she does play the guitar and the piano and stuff like that, and she's written all those songs. But I don't know, there's just, I mean, I was looking back on some of the older, because Madonna's a very, very good dancer, and she's obviously danced over the years, and she's caused injury, and she had that blood infection thing, didn't she, when she nearly died. I mean, she came back to do the tour, only for, I think she'd been about 4 months recovery, because she was just about to do the tour, and then she had the sort of infection, didn't she. But everyone who's gone to see the show said it's great. I mean, it's nice to be able to go and see your idol, even if she was wheeled onto the stage in a box. You'd still want to see Madonna. I would love to have gone. As I said, my mate went and paid her, I think she paid £100 she managed to get a ticket for. And she went on her own to go and see her, and just left slightly early before, you know, before the rush to get back home. But it was, yeah, good. The thing is, it's so far, I, you know, when you go, and last band I went to see, I think it was at the O2, and that was a good few years ago. I like to go and see local bands, because you're there, and they're in front of you, and you get the atmosphere. Otherwise, they're too far away, and you can't really see, they're like little dots, and you have to look at the screens, and I suppose you're going for the atmosphere. I just sound like a miserable old bag.
Hi, join me, Joe Bailey, on Drive, weekdays 3 till 6 p.m, with local events, Drive live sessions, classic and latest hits, independent artists, requests, features including guest the intro, interviews.
Hello.
Hello. Thank
you. Hiya.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, Joe.
3 till 6 p.m. on Phoenix FM. See you there.
Blast it.
I took my breath away a little bit there. It's like Joe can't breathe to these people.
Time I'll be true, yeah. Fever belongs for man.
you are beautiful.
Cake I had. I didn't eat all of it. I'm just going to get the painkillers out. Shouldn't have done that. Big girls, you are beautiful. Too right.
You are beautiful.
Thank you. There was actually a fly in here earlier. I think that came out of my bag, which I'm a bit worried about because once I know a fly's been on, so I can't eat it. But it was only I've only had like two little mouthfuls of this cake. Not big mouthfuls, just two little ones, and it's hit my gallbladder or the stone. I don't know what happens. Actually, I don't suppose it does. It's just like the stone is there, and it's a bit trapped. And then I suppose there's a build up. I love those things where the people do the self cleanse. Have you seen those? They do them at home, and then they manage to catch the stones on the way out. Let's not go into the description of that. And they show people. To show people the stones, and then I've seen the operations where people have got hundreds of them. I probably have got hundreds of stones. Some people just get them, some people don't. I know people have had their gallbladders removed, and it's like because they've been in agony, throwing up, and all sorts of things. My sister had hers taken out, and I know my friend, one of my mates had his taken out. So I don't know. And then you've got other problems you get with if you have your gallbladder taken out. I think when you eat stuff, you have to be careful it doesn't go straight through you sometimes. You know what I mean? So you've got to be careful. That's why I went straight through you. But you have to be careful. Yeah. Anyway, I thought I would play this by Liam Payne. This is Teardrops, brand new.
Teardrops are falling down your face again, 'cause I don't know how to love you when I am broken too. Maybe your words make sense. I could be the problem. I'm so sorry. I know we can just be friends, but I don't know that we come down from this often. Checking on my phone, trying to see what I did last night. Myself, 'cause I hate it when I make you cry.
Track coming up is an even better one. This is Ed Rowan with The Vendetta. Independent music at its best.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ah, that note at the end. That note. And that's a guy singing that. Rob said, I've just tuned in for Ed Rome. It's a great song, isn't it? And it's really good. It's brilliant. And that is independent music. Now, you've got independent music on one end, and then you've got Beyonce at the other. Now, don't forget people like Beyonce. She is amazing. Ed Rome is amazing. All of the guys that I play on my show who are independent are amazing. They just don't have massive budgets and they don't get onto the massive playlist. It's very difficult. Don't forget 100,000 songs are released every single day, and there are some incredible bits of music that you probably will never hear because you just don't have enough hours in the day. That's why I love playing independent music, and I'm always on about it, cracking on about it, about the fantastic array of music we've got here, especially in Essex. Ed's a Essex based musician, and although I do have music on the show from all over the place. So it's, yeah. So, I mean, would Beyonce go to number one if you didn't know it was Beyonce? Probably. Probably she still would. His range musically is awesome. Then his vocals, I know. Yeah, he's, yeah, I know. It's a bit sickening, isn't it? That's what I say when somebody's got talent. It's like, you go, yeah, that's really good. And they go, oh. But what it normally makes you do, though, when you see somebody on stage, especially for me being musicians, and they're really excellent, you want to get up and be excellent. They want to make you up your game. You know, and if you get an incredible vocalist or player, you want to get up and do it. You might not be able to be, but it shouldn't put you off if you can't be the same as the person on stage, because we've all got our limits and we've all got the way that we sing. There's some people who've got beautiful, very soft, folky voices, and I love those. And other people have got these massive, powerful voices. Think of somebody like Jessie J that can sing songs that were sung by Whitney Houston, which are really, I mean, you just wouldn't touch them. I used to do one in a covers band once. I want to dance with somebody. Wow, that used to, oh. I used to get up to that bit and it's like, oh no. It's best not to, you know, best not to ruin the memory of Whitney. But then you've got Jessie J, who's an amazing vocalist, and she gets, I don't know why she gets such a bad rap actually, because she's very, very good. But you just got to be confident with what you do, and you can still enjoy music. You don't have to be the best musician, you don't have to be the best singer, you just got to enjoy it. And that's why these open mic nights are really good as well, and band night, jam nights are good, just to get along and just enjoy it. Here is Beyonce, Texas Hold'em.
This ain't Texas. Ooh. Ain't no hold'em. Hey. So lay your cards down, 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 down. So park your Lexus. Ooh. And throw your keys up. Hey. Stick around, round, 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 round.
Stick around.
And I'll be damned if I can't slow dance with you. Ooh. Come pour some sugar on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't be a, hey. Come take it to the floor now. Woo! There's a tornado.
Ooh.
In my city.
In the basement.
That ain't pretty. Rugged whiskey. We're surviving.
A
break of kisses, sweet redemption, passing time, yeah. Ooh. One step to the right. We headed to the dive bar we always thought was nice. Ooh. Run me to the left. Spin me in the middle, boy, I can't read your mind. This ain't Texas, ain't no hold'em.
Hey.
Lay your cards down, 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 down. So park your Lexus, throw your keys up. Stick around, round, 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 round. And I'll be damned if I can't slow dance with you. Come pour some sugar on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't be a... Come take it to the floor.
I'll be damned if I cannot dance with you. Come pour some liquor on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't be a come take it to the floor now.
To the right, we headed to the dive bar. We are.
with you. Come pour some sugar on me, honey, too. It's a real life boogie and a real life hold down. Don't be a hey. Come take it to the floor.
I'll be
now,
damned if I cannot dance with you. Come pour some liquor on me, honey, too. It's a real life boogie and a real life hold down. Don't be a come take it to the floor now. Ooh. Take it to the floor now. Ooh. To the flow now.
Just sing my song, my song. I've been on this road for way too long. I've been hoping that we all get along. These roads of flames are catching a fire. Ah, showed you I loved you, you called me a liar. Give God the thanks and praises. I've been on my own, oh no. But we ain't never left alone, long, long. And if I'm telling you the feeling is wrong, relax a little, friend, this won't take too long. And when you're feeling alone, you can call my phone. Is there a better way to go? Teach them something before they lose the soul. No, 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 freedom is the road. Oh, no, 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 coming in from the cold. Tell them not to sell it, it's worth more than gold. And guiltiness will catch them in the end. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. They'll try to manipulate you through your pockets.
With this song, first heard it on TikTok. I love it. It is YG Marley, who is the grandson of Bob Marley, with Praise Ya in the Moonlight. Wow, just looking in the papers there, a restaurant flogs an average suit for £128. Wow, really? Wow. It's a pricey high-end Chinese restaurant, and £128 for a simple bowl of soup. If it's got an egg in it, it might be one of those eggs that are old, maybe. You know, one of the ones they got, they cost a lot of money. That's what some diners have said about the eye-watering soup served at the high-end London restaurant. The pricey dish has been slammed by diners. Well, you've got that other one, have you, Salt Bay? Isn't that that one that not Salt... Is it Salt Bay? That restaurant where it was, you know, it's about £1,000 for a steak and chips. It might not be that much, but, you know, it's very... It is expensive. Imagine going out and saying, I'll pay for that, and it comes back with a £3,000 bill. I'm sure it's Salt Bay is the one that's really mega, isn't it? Diners can enjoy an 8-course deluxe tasting menu for an unbelievable £1,520. No, you can get some really beautiful. No. You can go to a Michelin star restaurant and get some food, probably a tasting menu for about 150 quid, 120 quid. And that's it if you don't have the wine. Sometimes they bring you along like a glass of wine. I don't know whether I've done a tasting menu before when I was over in Greece years ago. I was sat out in a restaurant. They just said, we're going to keep bringing food until you fill up. And I said, keep going. It's about 12 courses in. I think they gave up the will to live.
Phoenix FM travel news.
Right, let's look at the traffic and the travel for you. It's not been too bad on the road so far. Now, Brook Street roundabout is fine. A1023, no problems. A little bit busy on the Ongar Road by just past Pilgrim's Hatch, coming up to where the Robin Hood pub is along that section. Heading down on the A128, you've got that's actually flowing nicely. That's going down to Heron Gate, no problem. M25 on our stretch, which is going towards Lakeside and up towards the M11, is clear, and the A12 is running nicely. Can't really see any problems on the roads. You do have the partial closure, though, of the A128, I believe. It's got from sort of Fox Hatch to Bentley, so you'll have to go use the diversions which are probably going to be in place around there.
Phoenix FM.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. Book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Want to get the home improvements you've always dreamed of without breaking the bank? Thanks to SEHBAC, you can now transform your home for less. We're offering up to 40% off our extensive range of high-quality windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Plus, 2 years interest-free finance available. Get the inspiration you need and breathe new life into your home at a price you can afford by visiting your nearest SEHBAC showroom or SEHBAC.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Could you give the precious gift of time? Our St. Francis Hospice charity shops urgently need more volunteers. By volunteering at our shops, you'll be helping us to make a real difference to local people that need our experienced care. You'll also gain new skills and make new friends along the way. Apply to volunteer in our shops today. Go to sfh.org.uk/volunteer.
Your tie's too wide. Maybe I should buy some old tab collars. Welcome back to the age of jive. Where have you been hiding out lately, honey? You can't dress trashy till you spend a lot of money. Everybody's talking about the new sound, funny, but it's still rock and roll to me. What's the matter with the car I'm driving? Can't you tell that it's out of style? Should I get a set of white wall tires? Are you gonna cruise the miracle mile? Nowadays you can't be too sentimental. Your best bet's true baby blue continental. Hot funk, cool punk, even if it's old junk, it's still rock and roll to me. And a bright orange pair of pants. Well, you could really be a Beau Brummel, baby, if you just give it half a chance. Don't waste your money on a new set of speakers. You get more mileage from a cheap pair of sneakers. Next phase, new way, dance great. Anyways, it's still rock and roll to me. We'll be right back.
rock and roll to me. Everybody's talking about the new sound, but still rock and roll to me.
That is Billy Joel, still rock and roll to me.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Now, always loads to do in and around Brentwood and Billericay. We've got an excellent events guide. And coming up, you've got Community Open Day at the Chancery Centre. That's Friday the 22nd, so that's tomorrow between 10 and 3. It's hosted by Billericay Town Council, and it's got over 20 local groups in attendance to welcome and to speak to members of the public about what groups offer and volunteering opportunities. So you've got like the Photofold Camera Club, you've got Norsey Wood Society, Mill Meadows Society, Gone Too Soon Bereavement Group, you've got the Girl Guides, Lake Meadows, you've got Morris Men Mind, Men's Sheds, Cinema Club, and loads more. So if you found you know, you want to get involved in a few local things, volunteering, or you just would like to join a couple of clubs, pop down there tomorrow. All the details are on the website.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Cotfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Now, coming up next, this is a band called Stuck on Repeat, a brand new song called Tell Me. Independent music again. First play.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.
Now On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay.
This is Phoenix FM. News.